Okay, today I want to share with you a few short ideas relating to Purim. I have here a sefer, a very good sefer called Ateres Zohof. I came across the sefer. It's a small sefer. It's written by obviously a Svardi. His name is Moshe Yochai Roz Reish Zayin. He quotes Rav Avadia Yosef very often in this sefer. It's basically just a Likud. It's a collection of halacha, agada, machshava, dealing with all the different things connected to Purim. And what?
Obviously,
Rosei Torah. It's connected, and it's a very good Likud. He has a lot of things I saw here I did not see. I never knew. I just want to share with you some interesting things. We'll try to cover as much as we can. Things that grab my attention. Some things maybe more. We do know some. We don't know. Just to be a good chazara in any event. The first thing is Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. This is a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Tainis. Mishmei Rav Daf Chof Tes Amid Aleph. Mishmei Rav says. The precise way the Gemara uses it says the Kishem. There's an introduction. Just like Dikashem Shebaav Mimatin Kach Mishnichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. This halacha, by the way, is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought down in the Rambam. And that's a very curious inyan. Why is it not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam? So some say because there's no nafmina lahalacha. These are halachic svarim, and since there's no nafmina lahalacha, it's not brought down. But what is the meaning over here? Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. We discussed last time, there's a shayla, is it Adar Aleph, Adar Sheni? But l'chol hadeyas, it's Adar Sheni. And being that today we don't say Tachnun, soon Zman Mincha. Once the Zman Mincha begins already, is already the Zman already, Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So real l'chol hadeyas, we're holding here right at the tip of the inyan of Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says in that Gemara, in Masechta Tainis, because Adar is Yimei Nisim, our days of miracles, Hoyu Li Yisrael, Purim UPesach. The question is, why does Rashi have to mention Pesach? What's the fact that in the Chodesh of Adar, Klal Yisrael experienced the miracle of Purim, that should be enough for us to fulfill what it says, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Rashi seems to say that Adar alone would not do it. Adar alone is not enough. You need to come also onto Pesach. Because Adar is, again the words are, Yimei Nisim Hayu Li Yisrael Purim UPesach. Some of the Parshim want to say is because Rashi is bothered, why don't we have Simcha by Kislev? Why don't we say Mishenichnas Kislev Marbim Besimcha? On Kislev, there was also a very great miracle for Klal Yisrael. Why Hanukkah? So why are we only focusing on Adar? So seemingly Rashi wants to say that there's something extra because it begins a tkufa, a season, but it goes into 2 months. Hanukkah is isolated. Hanukkah is a time of Simcha, but the Simcha of Hanukkah, interestingly, is only since it's not sustained. It's not a sustained Simcha. It's a very great joy, but Purim is sustained in that it leads into Pesach. This opens up a whole new idea. It's a very deep idea, is that the Simcha of Purim, the Simcha of Chodesh Adar, is not just Purim. You should be playing the Pesach songs. You go and listen on the radio, so everyone is into, you walk into a store, you go to an event, they're playing Purim songs. It's not just Purim songs, it's Pesach songs. Because the season of Adar, the Simcha of Chodesh Adar, according to Rashi, is Purim UPesach. It is the sustained season. Now, someone will elaborate a little bit more, and they want to say as follows. You have to go back to the Gemara. The Gemara was very precise. The Gemara says, Kishem, just like when Adar begins, Shebaov, the Chodesh Av, Mimatin Kach Mishnichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. That answers the question, because there is a correlation between Av and and Purim,
and Adar.
Why? And to the exclusion of Kislev. Very simple, because both of these holidays are unique, these events, that they focus on the Beis HaMikdash. Chodesh Av, it's obviously the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. The Churban. And Chodesh Adar is the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash? Because when the miracle of Purim happened, we got permission once again to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So Simcha is only viewed in relation to the Beis HaMikdash. Kislev, there was a Beis HaMikdash. Hanukkah was a miracle that took place during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It was just a renewal of the Beis HaMikdash. So we already were in a state of Simcha. Just a question of what... But when it comes to Chodesh Adar, the Simcha of Chodesh Adar is all based in relation to the Simcha, to the Miut of Simcha in Chodesh Av, the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And it is for that reason that the truth is, how does Chodesh Adar really begin? It really begins with Parashat Shkolim. Okay, I told you that we already, the Simcha begins today at Mincha, because Mincha you don't say Tachnun. It's not really so. The Simcha of Chodesh Adar begins with Parashat Shkolim last week, because Shkolim is Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmim Al HaShkolim. And the Shkolim is all for the purpose of bringing korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, it relates to Chodesh Av, where Chodesh Av, the focus of Chodesh Av is the Chodesh of the Beis, is the loss of the Beis HaMikdash.
I see that stop saying from Chav Gimel of Adar Aleph, because it's Yimei Miluim
for the Mishkan.
And they don't say Tachnun all other Beis, and they don't say Tachnun all Mishkan.
Why don't you say Tachnun on other bays?
Because
Adar Ma'am B'Simcha.
So you don't say Tachnun.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay, let's now go to... Now there's a minhag. We know if you go into certain shuls, there's a minhag that's brought down that you're supposed to hang up a sign, hang up a tzettel that says Mishnichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. But the Litvaks, they're not really into this. They do have it. They have it in the front? On the front table?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't really, if this was a Hasidish shtibl, we'll be hanging from the ceiling. Okay, the Hasidim, where does that come from? So this is part kishem. We know, where do you put the sign? Okay, this is a very simple but profound idea. Where do you put the sign? Every home is supposed to have an ama al ama zecher lechorbin. Right, you're supposed to, when you walk into your home, you're supposed to have an ear that's singing Zecher L'Churban. In that Amma Al Amma, that Zecher L'Churban, that's where the real minig was to put in the sign that said Mishenichnas Adar Ma'ar B'Simcha. The Simcha of Adar is a Simcha that parallels the Mishenichnas Av. Kishem Sheba Av Mima'atim B'Simcha, Kach Kishenichnas Adar Ma'ar B'Simcha. In that Mokoyim, in that location, your bias, where it serves as the Miut of Simcha, that's the Makor of Av, that is where you fill in that hole on Adar with a sign, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. And really, it's a pasuk. The pasuk is a pasuk. I think it's a Shir Hashirim. We'll come to it. Hadudoim Nosnu Reach, the Al Pisocheinu Kol Migodim. The Dudoim means the flowers have given Reach. The entire holiday of Purim is all about fragrance. Mordechai mina Torah minayin, more dachya, fragrance. Mordoror. The tag of Mordoror is more dachya. The whole name of Mordechai alludes to reach, fragrance. Esther is Hadassah. Hadassah is Hadassah, myrtles. So we have here Hadudoim nos nureach. When the zman of the Dudoim, Mordechai vi Esther, when they begin to give forth fragrance, when the air of Purim, when Purim is in the air, the Al Pesachenu, on our Pesach, on the opening of our Ardur Kol Migodim, there are delicacies. The ultimate delicacy is when Migodim is Lashon of Magid. We declare the words Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. Why is it on the Pesach? Because the Pesach, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to have Kneged HaPesach. Keneged HaPesach and Amal Amal Zecher L'Churim Beis HaMikdash. All of these ideas go together. It's a beautiful pasuk. Purim is the koyach of Reach, the Reach of Mordechai V'Esther. The Pesachenu is the Pesach of the Amal Keneged HaPesach L'Zecher L'Churim. It flows very well from what it says in the Gemara. Kishem Sheba'av Mematim B'Simcha Kach Mishnichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. Okay, let's now go to the next idea. Okay, this is just a very, very short, beautiful idea. It's very not really related, but Mishnichnas is a halach in the Gemara that akore es hamagilo lemafreya lo yotza yidei chayvasai. So Jewish, short Jewish, what does that mean? It means derech pshat. If you lean the Megillah backwards, first you lean Perek Vav, then I lean Perek Hey, then I lean Perek Dalet, and back then I continue where I left off. I go back to Perek Zayin. Anyway, if you notice, if you lean any part of the Megillah backwards, lo yotza yidei chayvasai. The Arshadim, they explain this in a homiletical sense, is that if someone leans the Megillah l'mafreya, saying the miracle that happened was l'mafreya, it happened 2,000 years ago, it doesn't happen anymore, it was a miracle that happened once upon a time, it's a nice story, lo yotza yidei chayvasai. The Purim miracle happens every single day, over and over again. It's alive, it's here in the present, it's not l'mafreya. Okay, let's now go to Machtzis HaShekel. He has a beautiful word from the Sefer HaPiryoin. I actually have this at home. HaPiryoin was written by Rav Gansrid, Rav Shlomo Gansrid, the one who wrote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And he explains, why do we bring a Machtzis HaShekel? Why don't we bring a complete shekel? Everyone knows the answer. Everyone's only half person. You need Sh'acht L'Shlemus. But he says something very simple. He says, because when Hashem gave us the Torah, we said Naseh v'Nishma, but yet Chazal say that we were not willing to accept the Torah. Kofa aleihem har kigigas. We were forced to accept the Torah. So what is it? Were we forced them to Torah? Do we accept it willingly? The answer is, well, there are two parts to the Torah: the Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. Torah shebichsav, we said Naseh v'Nishma, but Torah shebal peh, we rejected. We did not want to accept. We were forced to accept it. We finally came around to accepting the Torah shebal peh in the time of Purim. Hodur kiblu b'mei Purim kimu v'kiblu kimu masha kiblu kvar. Okay. So he says that's why we only bring a machzis hashekel, because we only need to do tshuva for the half that we accepted. At the time of Har Sinai, we said Naseh v'Nishma only on half of the Torah, only on Torah shebichsav. On the Torah shebichsav that we accepted, we rejected by worshipping the egel. So when it says in the pasuk lechaper al nafsho seichem, the reason why we bring or give a machzis hashekel is for kapar, for the cheto egel, but we only give here only half guilty for the cheto egel, because we only will makabel half of the Torah. We only will makabel the Torah shebichsav, not the Torah shebal peh. We're not mechuyev to bring kapara for the Torah shebal peh that we sinned at the time of the egel, because we never really accepted it willingly. So it's not really our fault. So therefore, it's a machzis hashekel lechaper al nafsho. When we learned the Sefer Iyov, we learned many times the word nefesh means rotzoin, lechaper, to achieve atonement al for nafshoy seichem, for the chelik of the Torah that you had rotzoin, that you willingly accepted. And since we only willingly accepted half of the Torah, we only need to bring atonement for half. And that is symbolized in a machzis shekel, not a shekel sholem. Okay, he brings here over here some very interesting minhagim. Some of them, this first is a shaila: should a person be careful not to say zecher lemachzis hashekel? When you come to the Beis HaKnesses on Tainus Esther and you put in your $3.5, you buy $3.5, and you then put it into the pot. Into the pot, whatever it is, the plate, whatever the bima, should you say zecher lemachzis hashekel? So there is such a minhag, you should say it. So he discussed here at length, this is a very big controversy, should you say it? Now what should be the reason why you should not say it? Because maybe a person will make a mistake and think that you're actually giving it sanctity. And the person says boser zeh kodesh, like there's a halacha when it comes to Pesach. A person should be careful not to say this is meat for Pesach. I'm buying basar lePesach, because then it sounds like this is going to be your carbon Pesach, and then the meat is also behanah. So you should be careful not to say basar lePesach. So too, you should be careful not to say this is machsa shekel, because it can be interpreted, you might say, weight, the words that come out of your mouth have weight, that the money actually has kiddush of machsa shekel, which is then the money would be also behanah, and you would not be able to give it as a donation to tzedakah. So you should be careful for sure not to say this is machsas hashekel. You just give it as a minog, but you don't say it's machsas hashekel. What about saying zecher lemachsas hashekel? So very interesting, he makes a parallel to the shank bone on the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, we know that we have on the Kaara, we have a shank bone, and we actually say zecher, it's a zecher lepesach. And there's a basic halacha that you're not allowed to eat the shank bone. Because if you leave the shank bone, a person will make a mistake and think that this is mamash karm pesach. So you see a precedent that where something is called a zecher for kadoshim, it's aser. The shank bone is also the Shulchan Aruch. It's also the shank bone on the night of the Seder. Because since the shank bone is a zecher for the Karban Pesach, it takes on the attribute of the Karban Pesach where it's also behana. So if you're going to say zecher lemachsa shekel, that is strong enough that it gets kedusha machsa shekel, and it will be also behana, will be also to give as a donation to the Beis HaKnesses. And then he says, not so fast, not everyone agrees to this principle, because even though we talk about that you not only eat the shank bone on the night of the Pesach, the Seder, but you are allowed to eat it for lunch. You are allowed to eat it the next day. It's only b'shas the Seder. It's not because of mamash has kedusha of Karban Pesach. It's because at this moment in time when you're conducting your Seder, someone may make a mistake and think it's the Karban Pesach, but it's not mamash inherently. So when it comes to machsas shekel, no one's making that mistake, and therefore there's no prohibition of saying zecher. In fact, it might be ideal. In order to impress upon the person, you're giving it mamash, for the purpose of the zecher, for the machsas shekel. Some people, I mean, I don't know.
Most people you don't keep it to the second step.
They don't use, what do they use?
They use a chicken bone.
A chicken bone, anything, right?
Yeah, because they can't specifically to do that, because that cannot be the Karban Pesach.
That cannot be the Karban Pesach, okay. Okay, but even if you use a chicken bone, it's also, there's also a problem. Okay, now let's go to when it comes to machsa shekel, he presents us a very fascinating minhagim. Some of the minhag, you should bedavka give silver. You should give a silver because since it's zecher lemachsa shekel, so it's a nice thing to use real silver. Don't give a quarter. A quarter is made out of, what is a quarter made out of? Whatever it's made out of, but it's not silver. So if you want him to claim the meaning of zecher lemachsa shekel to give actual silver, some even go so far and say that you should give what's termed, what is a shekel? The Esrim Gera, the Torah says that a shekel is the value of 20 Gera. We know there is a calculation of exactly how many grams of silver is a Gera. I don't know what the calculation is. So there is such a custom that you should give 10 Gera of silver towards the Machtzis HaShekel, which comes out to a couple of dollars. So it's not just enough to go give three coins, three half dollars.
The old ones.
So every year you have to go buy, you have to purchase the old ones.
They have them in the plate.
They have the plate, you take it, you coin it, so you purchase it. So there is indeed a hider. A person should not think that all you have to do is just give a half or half a dollar. Half a dollar, because a half a dollar is the half in this country, but there is an additional hider if the machsas shekel is from real silver, and if the machsas shekel, the amount of money that you give in total, equals at least 10 gera. 10 gera is approximately 10 grams of silver, he says. A gera and a gram are pretty close. They're very close in measure.
What is this 10 grams of silver?
So how much is 10 grams of silver?
The 5 slayer.
Yeah. That's like $100 almost.
That's
$75. What?
96 barley coins?
Yeah.
So this would be like 5 barley coins, right?
I don't know. I don't know the calculations at all. Okay, so it's like a couple of dollars. It's not that much. These are additional hidurim in the mitzvah. Okay, let's go to the next quick idea. Let's talk about the night of Purim. Okay, the night of Purim, there's a very big machlekes apoyskim, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, how many times to say Kaddish to Skabel. Okay, I don't remember all the details, but according to some, a poskim, you're supposed to say Kaddish to Skabel twice. After you finish the Shemone Esrei, what do you normally do when you finish Shemone Esrei on a regular Maariv? You daven Maariv, and when you finish Maariv, you say Kaddish to Skabel. And then you say Oleinu when you're done, you're out the door. But the night of Purim, you finish Maariv, you say Kaddish, you finish Maariv, after you say you finish Shemone Esrei, you say Kaddish, and then what do you do? And then you lay in the Megillah. And then what do you do? And then you say V'yato Kodosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael V'kara Zalzev Yamar. And then you say Kaddish again. So you say Kaddish again.
Yeah, but not this
car. Oh, so that's the very big question. So we do among us Ashkenazim, we have something very, very rare. But the real makara is either one or the other. Either it's to say Kaddish to Skabel twice, okay? To say Kaddish to Skabel with the Skabel after you finish Shemoneh Esrei, and then again when you finish Viata Kaddish, which is a little bit strange. You're saying it twice. When do you say Kaddish twice? Or what would probably be better would be is to say after you finish Shmon Esra, you should say Chatzi Kaddish. Okay, you should say Chatzi Kaddish. Just like we say Chatzi Kaddish when you finish laning. Or just like we say Chatzi Kaddish after you say Ashrei. Because davening is not over until we finish the Megillah and we say Viato Kaddish. So there is a minhag that indeed... So, very good. So just like after Shacharis, when you finish Shacharis, you finish the Shmone Esrei. And then you say Tachlon. Tachlon is an extension of Shmone Esrei. And then what do you say? You say Chatzi Kaddish. And when do you say the Kaddish Shalom? Ashrei Uvolitzioi. And it goes back on the Shmone Esrei. So why should laning the Megillah be any different? You finish the Shmone Esrei, you say Chatzi Kaddish, you then lane the Megillah, you say Viato Kodosh, and then you say Kaddish Eskado.
Every Shabbos night.
Exactly. So in fact, that is brought down as a very authoritative custom is to say Chatzi Kaddish, and then when you finish, you should say Kaddish to Skabel. Somehow, for some reason, there's a big machlekes apayiskim, even though we have these two very legitimate minhagim, Chatzi Kaddish Shalim, or to say Kaddish Shalim twice, once when it's over on the Shemone Esrei, and then to do it again. The pshar is we say Kaddish to Skabel after we finish Shemone Esrei, a full Kaddish to Skabel, and then when you finish the Megillah of Yata Kaddosh, you do something that you almost never do. You only do this on Tisha B'Av and on Purim. You say Kaddish Sholem without a Tis Skabel.
Don't you do that when you lay the Megillah on Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov? No, you say Chatzi. That's a Kaddish Yosem. That's a Kaddish Yosem. Orphans. That's not part of the din of the Tzibur. That's a Kaddish Yosem. So this is a Kaddish, the Shat says. The Shats. The Yosemim. Oh, no difference. That's a very strange thing. Exactly. That's a very bizarre thing.
But the Kaddish Yosem is not required there.
So now in the Tisha B'Av, we understand why we do this. Tisha B'Av, we do this at night, and we do this by day. When you finish davening, you say, and that's not a kash, because on Tisha B'Av is sosam tefilasi. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, I don't want to hear from you. I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is ki beisi, beis tefilo l'chol ho'amim. It's the Beis Tefilo, there's no Beis Tefilo. Therefore, I don't want to hear you daven. Don't tell me tiskabel tzloson, accept our prayers. We're not, Hashem is not. So Tisha B'Av, it's very easy to answer the question why you don't say Kaddish to Skabel. But on Purim, it's a very bizarre thing what we do. Okay, I'll tell you, there are two real good minhagim. Either you do a Chatzi Kaddish and then a Kaddish Shalem, or if you're going to say Kaddish Shalem, do it the right way. Say Kaddish Shalem when you finish the Shemone Esrei, because the Megillah is going to be a Hefsek. So you say Kaddish to Skabel, and then you'll say Kaddish to Skabel again when you say Viato Kaddish, because Viato Kaddish is Kedusha de Sidra. It's Kedusha de Sidra. You're saying an entire Seder, so you can say a Kaddish to Skabel. We have a Pshara. We say a Kaddish Shalem at the end of Shemone Esrei, and then we have a Kaddish Shalem without to Skabel before we conclude after Viata Kaddish. Okay, so I guess we don't want to say to Skabel twice. Now the question is, why do we push it up in advance? Why do we push up the Kaddish The skabel in the very beginning. So he wants to say he has a makar. He's this little chab of the sefer. He has a very interesting makar. He says the reason why we say a kaddish to skabel right after we finish the Shmon Esrei is because many people leave. It used to be the minog that not everyone stayed for the reading of the Megillah because they're fasting. This year is a very difficult. From now on, once they change the clock, you know, they change now. They change the laws until they change this Mitzvah Shabbos. This Mitzvah Shabbos they change the clock. I don't think in the calendar it's going to ever come out. I don't know the exact details, but I think it's going to be very rare. The way the calendar
it's going to come out
before they change the clock, if ever. Does it happen?
There are some
times. Well, it's only a recent development. It's only very recently where they changed the rules. They pushed the clock back very recently. The rule is maybe one day they'll change it back the other way. But it's a very, you're not going to get home until 9 o'clock. Think about it. You're not going to get home from Megillah laning until almost 9 o'clock because the Shkia is at, I think it's like 7:10. So until you have a Marvin Lane in Megillah and get out of shul and get home, it'll be almost 9 o'clock. That's a very long fast.
If you can't take it, you can eat.
If you can't, okay, absolutely. If you can't, and in Bikur Hadin, there might be some shuls that do this. You're allowed to be toyin ma'at. If it's too difficult for the tzibur, you're allowed to have a little small kiddush before the laning of the Megillah. There might be some rabbanim that take advantage. What?
You
gotta get up early. That's right. It would be a very wise thing to do because it's a very long day. It's a very long day. 9 o'clock at night. I wonder if they are going to be rabbanim. Are going to institute? Okay. Okay, so he says something that there's a halacha. Now, this is a halacha. There are going to be people that are going, therefore, he suggests, here, the Mechaber, the Sefer, he suggests that the reason why we do this is in order to give people the opportunity, to people to go home. People leave. People cannot sit in shul. They're fasting. They don't feel well. And they pack out a significant. So therefore, we don't want them to lose the Kaddish to Skabel. Because for these people, davening is over. For these people, davening is over. They are finished. There's no more davening. So therefore, they're going to.
Another reason.
Yeah?
Because the Avol doesn't say the Skabel. And there's our Haman mixed up already. So.
In Avil, no, yeah, you're touching upon another idea. Jewish, I'll come to it in a moment. Okay, so that's, and he brings a raya. Why do we recite Kaddish? Do we recite Kaddish Maariv before Shmon Esrei? It's very bizarre. We once discussed this. Why do we daven Maariv on a regular from a night, and before we daven the Shmon Esrei, we recite Kaddish? Why? Why? Because it used to be that people did not daven Shmon Esrei. You come to shul, the only thing you do in shul is you daven, you say Kriya Shema. Davening the Amida Shmon Esrei for Maariv is a reshus. There's no obligation to do this. At least 1,000 years ago, there's no obligation to do so. The only thing you have to do at night is say Kriya Shema and package the Kriya Shema with four brachas. So you daven Maariv Aravim, Ahavas Olam, Goal Yisrael, Hashkivenu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael, Lo Ad. You finished. So when you finish the davening, you say Kaddish. Every time you finish davening, you say a Kaddish. You're not going to say a Tiskabel. You're not going to say a Tiskabel because you didn't say the Shmon Esrei, but you're done. So you finished. Then it became the custom that, you know what, we're going to say Shmon Esrei also. But not everyone wanted to say the Shmon Esrei. I'm too tired. I'm not going to go, I'm going to do lip service. What is this? Lip service? You're just going to say the words. If you're going to daven the Shmon Esrei, you got to do it with Kavana. I don't have koyach for this at night. Think about it. Who has koyach to really daven Maariv every night? Look around what goes on during Maariv. Who really is mechav? I mean, you should. But they was... Shachris already is more. Shachris already is better. So therefore, because people would leave, because people will leave, Chazal said, leave the Kaddish there. Because since Me'ikar Hadin, you don't have to daven Maariv, and there are people that would leave, that would not stay for the Shemona Esrei, accommodate them and say the Kaddish. It's the same thing the night of Purim. Not everyone was accustomed to laying the Megillah in Shul after Maariv, because they're tired, they're hungry. They first go and break the fast, and then they'll lay the Megillah later at night. Does the laying of the Megillah B'davka have to be attached to Maariv? We do it like this, but it's not an absolute. Therefore, in order to accommodate these people, therefore we say a Kaddish to Skabel right after Shemoneh Esrei. Once already you said the Kaddish to Skabel, it's not proper to say it again, so we don't say the Skabel again. Okay, very quickly, there's another very beautiful minig why we don't say Tiskabel the second time. Because as Rabbi Nechemya mentioned, when you don't say a Tiskabel in a Kaddish Sholim, what is it in essence? It's a Kaddish Yosoim. What are we saying Kaddish for on the night of Purim? We're saying Kaddish for the Beis HaMikdash. It's a communal Kaddish. On Tisha B'Av, we say Kaddish without Tiskabel. Besides the answer we gave before of Sosam Tefilasi. When you don't say Tiskabel, it turns into a Kaddish Yosam. The Shliach Tzibur recites a communal Kaddish for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Yiskadal, like a Beis Avel. Yiskadal v'yiskadal shmir, but there'll be Tchias HaMeisim. Hashem's name will be magnified. The Mikdash will be rebuilt. But today the Mikdash was destroyed. And when the Mikdash is a living organism, when the Mikdash was destroyed, it's like a mace. Memela yiskadal v'yiskadash. Kishem, as we started with today, kishenichnas av mematim b'simcha, kishotu mishenichnas adar marbim b'simcha. Purim is a parallel to Tisha B'Av. But the bottom line is, there's still no Beis HaMikdash. The one day that we commemorate the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, that Purim began with during the Tkufa when there was no Beis HaMikdash, and there was a gzeirah that the Mikdash should never be rebuilt, there was a halt, there was a stop order, it is a day that we focus on, it was a miracle that took place in Klal Yisrael. It's the only holiday that we celebrate that we're besimcha without a Beis HaMikdash. Im lo yale es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi tidbak l'shon l'chiki im lo yes kerechi. You have to remember Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. Here is the only holiday in our calendar that we are celebrating, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, we dedicate a communal Kaddish to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's like the yard side of the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, there is a Kaddish to Skabel, beloy, a Sholim beloy to Skabel. It's a to Kaddish on the Beis HaMikdash. Alright, we'll pick up tomorrow. There's a lot more good stuff here. We'll do this tomorrow.